Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today, it's going to be a pretty personal one. It's going to be full of storytelling. We're going to dig deeper into the topic of what if God is doing nothing? Like, what do you do in these situations? Because maybe you're right now in a situation like this, or you went through a phase like that and you really did not know what to do. Like, you're praying, you're doing, you're sacrificing, but literally nothing is happening in the real life. Like, whatever you're seeing in the physical world, nothing is changing, nothing is shifting. So, and I went through this phase a couple of days ago, and I made so many learnings with the Lord that I just want to share with you. So it's going to be, like I said, very personal, but I truly believe that there's someone right now that needs to hear these exact things that I'm going to share with you today. So the first thing that I want to share with you that I learned in the last few days is that every single prayer is going to be answered if it's in alignment with God's will. Most probably you think like, hey, I'm praying and praying, but nothing is happening. And especially all these prayers that I did when I was, 7 years old, he's probably not even considering them. He is listening to every single prayer. You don't even know what happens in the spiritual realm as soon as you pray. I watched a podcast episode a couple of weeks ago already from someone that can see into the spirit realm. And it's so interesting. He said, as soon as you pray, as soon as you worship, like you see people worshiping in a house, it's like the room is going to be filled with angels. Like things are moving in the spiritual world and they're going to be delivered to the highest, to God itself. So therefore, keep praying no matter what you see right now in the physical world, because in the spiritual realm, like, you're shifting so many things. This is something that he also made me aware of, like, pretty early on my journey, is that prayers do work. Like, I remember one night, and I think I talked about this in another podcast episode, where he woke me up at 1 a.m. and he said, check your phone. And I'm like, okay, I'm checking my phone. I'm seeing a message from my mom. She literally just texted me. And she just told me about a situation that recently happened in her life and how she prayed for it. And it really worked out. And God literally did everything in her favor. And I'm like, God, what do you want to tell me with that? Prayers do work. Like, there's so many situations in my life where he showed me, okay, hey, Maribel, whatever you place in front of my throne, I'm going to consider it as long as it's in alignment with my will. So, and this is something that I especially needed to be reminded of in the last few days, because I prayed about a couple of different things, about things in my business life, in my personal life, in my relationship life, like so many different things. And there was this specific big prayer that I did in the beginning of the year. And I just remember how I was sitting there with my mindset coach and I asked her like, hey, do you really think that he will make it happen? Because I'm asking for so much. Like, I don't think that I deserve this. And maybe you're in a similar situation where you feel like, but I did not do something to deserve that. I did not sacrifice enough to deserve that. And we will talk about this topic regarding sacrifice, etc., later on, because it's so mind-blowing what I just realized when it comes to that topic. But nevertheless, like, I told my mindset coach, look, I'm asking for so much. I don't think that God can make it happen. And she just said, you don't need to deserve these things. These things will be placed in front of your path as soon as God just knows, okay, it's the right timing. Like, there are already things that belong to you, that are already reserved for you. I talked about this so many times in my podcast episode, and it's truly like that. Like, you don't need to sacrifice something specifically. You don't need to work towards something specifically just to get something that God already reserved for you. And she said something very, very specifically that blows my mind since today, is she said he will do it just because he loves you, not because you worked for it, not because you deserved it, you sacrificed something for it, because you did something in exchange. Like, we know it with humans, God is not a human. God is a God. Like, he will not ask you to give up this one thing so that you can get this one thing. Of course, there are specific situations where he wants you to remove things off your life, etc. But it's not a situation like we know it from karma. So now you do something good and you will get something good. No, he will give you the things because he loves you and he thinks it's time for you to receive them because you need them, because you kind of, I would say, this is what it's meant for you right now. It's not because you want this one thing or you deserve this one thing. No, it's because it's time for it. Even if you reflect on everything that happened in your life, you will quickly realize that it was always along an alignment with this one system. You received the things, you got the things because it was time for it. So this is something that I recently learned. And what is so amazing about this is that, like I said, he made me remind of that prayers do work. And this specific prayer that I said in the beginning of the year, it actually came to life. Like, I'm living this prayer right now. But the thing that I want to talk about that literally just blowed my mind is I received in a completely different way, and I did not realize that he answered my prayer. I received in a way that it seemed like a punishment, to be very honest. Like I said, I was asking for a lot. I was asking for my wish list, literally. I was literally telling the Lord, hey, this is what I want in the next few months. And if it's in alignment with your will, then please make it happen. And what happened is that the prayer got answered, but the way how I received it, the packaging, was not the way of packaging that I expected it to be. So what ended up happening is that I ignored the gift, the blessing that he gave me, because it wasn't coming in a way how I expected it to be. So do not be fooled by the worldly view of specific things that you pray for. Because sometimes when we ask, for example, to receive a car from the Lord, like, hey, we want a car, God, da, 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 da. And there are so many things happening. Let's say you get into an accident with your current car, then, I don't know, something else happens, something like really, I would say, bad stuff is happening. What you don't realize that it's part of the process of getting that new car that you prayed for. So this is what I mean by that. So don't get fooled if you received a different packaging, because at the end of the day, it's what you asked for. You wanted a new car, you received that new car. And it's the same thing with me. Like, I received what I asked for, just in a different way. And what made me realize that I received what I asked for, it's just this one thing that I want you to be aware of that is the game changer in my spiritual journey. People think I'm crazy, but this is the game changer. And this is something that the Lord taught me. Like, he told me a couple of months ago, like literally almost a year ago, Maribel, please note down every single prayer that you do, because only if you know what you prayed for, you will just realize that it got delivered, that you just received it, that there's something coming, that you should be prepared, etc., etc., etc. Because there's so many things happening in our life. So especially with me, like, I'm a business owner, I have constantly something on my mind or something that I need to focus on. And I totally forgot about the conversations that I had with the Lord, the things that the Lord showed me, etc., etc. So I needed to note every single thing down. Like, I have this note on my iPhone that I just call Talks with God. And if I tell you I note everything down, I note every single thing down. Like, even the most silliest thing where people think like, oh, but that's not a sign, I note it down. And let me tell you, these are the things that then end up as a true, really, really important sign later on my journey. So I note down all the prayers that I do. I note down all the answers that I received to these prayers. I note down all my dreams that I receive. I also note down the meaning, of course, of the dreams, like the interpretations. I also note down the visions that he gives me. Like, sometimes he just shows me random pictures. Like, if I tell you, I had an experience a couple of days ago where I was like, Lord, do you really want me to consider that? Like, he showed me a picture of a monkey, but it wasn't just any monkey, it was a specific monkey. And this picture, in combination with the dream that I just received, was such a big, big message to the next phase of my life. So therefore, there's nothing too small to consider in his, I would say, in his communication or in your communication with the Lord. So I note down literally, like I said, every single thing. I also love to journal because most of the time he gives me answers to specific things in my life while me journaling. Like, I don't know if this is something that is combined with my spiritual gift, but I literally get so many answers just me noting down the way how I feel, the way how I see specific things, the way how my spirit feels in specific situations. And what happens most of the time is that when I'm then in a phase of my life, he asked me to go back to everything that I just journaled about, like everything that I noted down. And you will not believe me, but in most of the cases, the answers to my questions that I have in the specific season of my life is literally written in everything that I journaled a couple of months ago. I kid you not. Like, I literally don't joke around with you. It's so true. Like, so many of my friends, they're always like, Maribel, this is insane. That, like, this is insane that you literally note down all the encouragement, all the empowering words that you need right now in the season of your life. And it's literally showing you what's next. So, and this is literally what happened with the situation that I was just talking about, that I prayed for this thing and he just made me realize, hey, look back into your notes. Like, look what you prayed for. Like, the season that you're living is not a punishment. It's just an answer to your prayers. And with so many different things, it just happened. And one thing that I want to note to it is that your feelings are so important. Like, God gave you feelings for a reason. They're not there to confuse you. They're there to guide you, to be very honest. Yes, it's a part of your soul. It's not a part of your spirit. And you need to be sometimes pretty careful with your feelings, etc., etc. But I truly believe that God will lead you and guide you through your feelings. For example, the other day, literally yesterday, I was driving with the car to my paddle tennis session. And I was like, wow, I don't know, like, this phase of my life feels like something inside of me is dying. Like, I'm losing something and I don't want to lose it. Like, and I'm trying to so bad to hold on all these things, these parts of me that I'm going to lose as, how I explain it, as long as I stay in the season of my life. So kind of like the longer I stay in the season of my life that God literally put me into, the more I will lose parts of me that are so important to me and that I don't want to lose. And then I was asking myself, like, why do I feel this way? And the Holy Spirit just reminded me, because you prayed for it. I did a prayer a couple of, not weeks ago, like almost like 1 or 2 weeks ago, where I said to the Lord, because I felt it so deeply in my spirit that it was time for it, please renew me. He renewed me already compared to the person that I was already like a year ago. Like, I'm a completely new person, but I felt that there was another level needed of, I would say, of renewment. I don't know if this makes sense in the English language, but you guys know what I mean. Like, I felt that it was so needed to go to a new birthing season, to become new in my spirit, to become new in my soul, to become new in my body and everything else. And I told him, like, I literally did the craziest prayer ever. Like, if you have guts, girl, go for it. I literally said, Lord, I'm ready to become new. I'm ready to remove all these layers that are still left from my old identity. Please just cut them off. And please remove every single person, every single soul around me that does not belong in the vision that you have for me. Remove every single friend, every single business opportunity, every single business partner, etc. Like, you remove everything, every single thing that you think does not belong into my life, and make me new. Guess what happened? Literally, guess what happened? I don't even need to explain you more about that, but this is literally something that I asked for. And then obviously that I feel like a couple of days, weeks later, it feels like something is dying inside of me. Because of course, if you ask for a new self, a new identity, of course, the old identity needs to die. Like, this is pretty logical. Like, you don't need to be super spiritual to understand this one. But this is the importance of literally knowing what you prayed for. Because if you don't know what you prayed for, you're literally just tapping in the dark. Like, you don't know what's happening. And God will not be capable of truly guiding you, because you will be constantly stuck and literally overthinking and overreacting. Oh my God, what's happening? I did not expect that. Obviously, because you forgot about it. So this is literally one of the things that I learned. So powerful. The next thing that I learned in the last few days is also so crazy. It's he has season in which he talks differently to you. So I always say also to all my clients, God has like his own love language to talk to you. Like, for example, the love language that I had with him to talk to me in the last few, I would say, months was always he was speaking to me through the Holy Spirit in form of hearing his voice. Like, I was so spoiled that I was constantly hearing his voice. He was telling me, do this, go there. This is what I want you to focus on. It was so easy for me. And what ended up happening in the last few days is that it completely shifted. I still can hear his voice, but what's very interesting is that I'm no longer capable of hearing his voice so clearly when it comes to my own things. When it comes to other people, oh, he's talking so much. Like, he, please go to this person and tell her this. Please deliver this and this message. Please be aware about this and this when it comes to this person. Like, me literally being the messenger for other people, I'm very grateful for it. And I love this job, to be very honest. Like, I know why he gave me this job to do that. But there was no information for me. Like, I was literally looking in the mail and there was no message for me. And I was like, Lord, what's going on? Like, all these postcards, they're for other people, but there's nothing for me. And what ended up happening is that he shifted the communication, I would say, the communication way with me to dreams. And this is literally, it was our first love language. Like, the first time when I was literally hearing from God and I was getting his guidance when I started my journey with the Lord, it was always through dreams. Like, this was our first love language, and then our next main love language became hearing his voice. And I really loved it, to be honest. So, but now in the situation in my life, he started going back to the dreams. I was very happy about that, but I wasn't putting so much importance into my dreams, because I thought, yeah, but our usual love language, our communication language was always hearing his voice. Why should I consider now so much my dreams? And this is the worst thing that you can do, is to underestimate it, because this is what I did. I thought, oh, I shouldn't put so much focus on my dreams and overanalyze them. Like, he always talks with me by speaking to me. You know what I mean? But literally all the answers that I was looking for were in my dreams. So therefore, sometimes you will be in seasons where he will shift the way of communication to deliver you messages, I would say, more safety, if that makes sense. To give you one example, when he talks with you through his voice, like he speaks to you directly, it's very easy for you to get confused. I'm going to be very honest with you, like, even someone like me that literally was so good and so trained by hearing his voice, sometimes with specific topics, it was pretty hard for me to determine if it was his voice, if it was the voice from the enemy, or if it was my voice. Like, I was so confused, because these topics were having like such, I would say, like such an important, I would say, such an importance for me when it came to my ego, my will, and my emotions. And this is where everything gets into a wool mess, to be very honest. Like, as soon as your emotions are too involved, your ego is too involved, your own will is too involved, it's very hard for you to realize if God is talking to you or if something else is talking to you, or if you are talking to you, because you already have the answer in your mind that you actually want to hear. I experienced that pretty often when it came to relationship topics, but also when it came to business topic. Like, I already had something on my mind that I wanted to hear. So, and especially in this phase of my life, there were so many crucial steps that I needed to take. Like, there is no room for, I would say, mistakes in, I would say, in such a way that I can say, oh, if I go this way, it's not that bad, or if I go this way, it's not that bad. No, like, the way that we needed to go was pretty clear. So, and what he did is that he shifted, therefore, from my experience, what I just realized, from talking to me directly to giving me dreams. Because with dreams, yes, I truly believe your soul can play a bit around with it. So your emotions, your ego, and your will, etc. But not in such a way like when he speaks directly to you. You know what I mean? Like, if his voice is literally in your mind. So it's a completely different way. Like, for me personally, what I experience is that when I get dreams, it's never, or almost, like, literally 99%, it's not that I can see my own will inside of it, that I can see really my own emotions playing a big role into it. It's literally like God placing me in a situation that I have no control over it. So therefore, his will be more reflected in, I would say, in my dreams than, for example, in me hearing his voice inside of my head. So this is something that just happened. And what I did is that as soon as I realized that, is that I went back to all the dreams that I had, and I just found all the answers that I needed to hear exactly in those dreams. So therefore, it's so important, like I said, to really document your dreams. I had a conversation a couple of days ago, a week ago, literally, with one of my clients that she was about to get her dreams back, because it's not normal that you can't remember your dreams. By the way, this is a topic for another podcast. If you're interested in that, just let me know. But it's not normal. So usually you shall dream every night and God is speaking to you in your dreams. So, but my client, for example, she was doing all the prayers to get her dreams back. And it was starting like in very small steps. Like, she wasn't getting like these big, big dreams full of details. And she always told me like, I did not dream. But there were things happening in her dreams. Even if she just remembered one or two details, these details matter. Like, I had dreams where there was like the most simple situation, like so simple, where literally nothing was happening, or he was just telling me a name in this dream, and these dreams had such a big meaning in my journey. So therefore, you need to consider every single small piece of information to be truly guided by God. Like, you can't just say, okay, I did not dream anything, like, there's nothing I should consider. Girl, you did, and you should consider them. And I feel like the more you put an importance in these messages that God gives you, like, the more you actually appreciate them, I feel like the more he will talk to you. Because if you just handle your dreams and everything, every single sign that he gives you, etc., like, it doesn't matter, like, it has no value, I think, like, he will probably, like, I'm not 100% sure, guys, but from my experience, I feel like his communication is going to go down. And as soon as you appreciate more, like, his communication with you is going to go up. Like, this is what I felt. Like, the more I went into the flow of appreciating the signs, appreciating the information, appreciating the visions, the dreams, etc., the more I saw them. And the less I appreciated it, the more I ignored it, the less I saw it. It's kind of also pretty logic, because when you think about where focus goes, energy flows. Like, it literally just makes sense if you just think about it. So therefore, like, this next learning that I made, like I said, was he can shift the way of communicating with you depending on the season that you're in, especially on the importance of the season and what he wants you to do. And the next thing that I learned is, do not ask in a phase of your life like this, where you feel like God is doing nothing and you don't know what to do. Do not ask people that don't believe in God the same way like you believe in him. Do not ask for people that don't love him the same way how you love him. They will 100% for sure give you a wrong advice. Like, and I did that because there are not a lot of people in my circle that have this level of, I would say, faith in God. Like, there are a lot of believers around me, but people that truly have so much trust like me in the Lord and that are really aligning every single step of their life in God's bigger plan, they're literally just one, two people in my life, literally my mindset coach included. Like, this is it. So, and I don't want you to make things harder the same way how I did it, because by me trying to seek advice from people that were not loving the Lord the same way how I love the Lord and actually trusting the Lord the same way how I trusted the Lord, I made things harder for myself because I constantly got reminded of all the worldly things that I should be doing instead of all the spiritual things that I should truly do in this situation. So therefore, do not make it harder as it is. And I know it's sometimes hard, and I know sometimes you want to talk to some people and get some advices, etc., but be conscious who you're going to ask for advices. And yes, God can use a person that is not a believer for you to actually give you a message from him. That's pretty possible. But I will not like try to get someone that is not believing in God at all, or is not having the same faith or same trust like you and God, and really rely all your little steps that you should do on your journey on the answers that this person is giving to you. Because it will just confuse you, it will just disappoint you, and you will just have, like, for me especially, I felt like I was doing the whole wrong things. Because of course this person can't give me the advice that I need to hear right now, because this person is seeing everything from a worldly perspective. This person does not believe that God will take care of the situation. This person believes that he or she will take care of the situation. So, and this is a completely different game. Like, you can compare these two. So therefore, my advice for you is to literally talk only to the people that truly trust God the same way how you trust him. And second, talk with God. Like, at the end of the day, like I said, he hears you. Even if it seems like he's not, he hears you. Like, literally, he's even right now and he hears how I'm talking about that. And he's like, girl, you go. He is literally the whole time with you. Like, you can't get rid of him. You can't hide yourself from him. He's hearing you. And sometimes that I like to do sometimes, I ask him, like, God, are you truly listening right now? And if you're listening, then please just let me know. So, and if you have like some words of encouragement or something to share with me, then share it. And yes, it will probably not happen in a second that you see a big sign of you're doing good, girl. It will probably happen in a few days or something like that. But he will give you your answer. Like, he will show you, like, hey girl, I'm listening. Girl, I'm with you and I'm going to give you your answer. But every single thing is going to happen at the time when it's done, like when it's time to go to the next step. And this is the next thing that I want to talk about, that literally, this one, I don't know how I should explain it to you guys, but look, God already showed me the life that I'm going to live. And I know this sounds crazy for some people here, and you probably think, oh, he did not. He did. And I even experienced these situations of my life. Like, I was there. I saw it. I felt it. I know that these things are going to happen. And he showed me in so many different ways that I'm very grateful for. And I wondered, okay, why is he showing me this destination already? Why is he showing me what's exactly going to happen? Because he knew that I will enter a phase in my life where I will be confused about the process to this destination, about the journey to get there. So, and even if God shows you exactly, because this was the same way how it happened to me, he showed me exactly the people that I'm going to work with. He showed me exactly the business that I'm going to run, the way how I'm going to live, the partner that I'm going to be with. I experienced every single thing already. Like, I know it's going to happen. But even if he shows you that, the process itself will challenge you so much. Because I thought, oh, it's amazing, it's perfect, I already know it's going to happen, this will satisfy me. But you will be in situations where the process seems like it's impossible for me to come to that destination. Like, it's literally, just imagine. I have literally this picture that he just gave me on my mind. Imagine you're on this little, small, lonely island. Like, it's so small. There's nothing. And you have, like, this little, I don't know how to call it. Like, you know these little boats where you pedal? I think that's how you call it. You guys know what I mean. I don't even need to explain it. Look, I'm not even perfect in English, but you guys directly get me. I know you know what I mean. You need to go with this small little boat through the whole ocean to a place that it's literally, let's say it's 500 kilometers away. It's full ocean, like there's so many big waves, etc. And you need to paddle all the way there to this bigger, like, land, to this bigger city. Imagine God would have showed you the whole process of you paddling through the ocean, of everything that's happening. You literally, I don't know, losing one pedal on the journey, you losing your mind literally on the journey, you are literally being kicked away the whole time by the bigger waves, literally, I don't know, birds literally attacking you on the journey, a storm coming in, a lot of rain, being lonely, all the things that are happening till you come to this bigger land that he told you, hey, this is where we're going to be soon. You probably would have gone nuts. You would have gone crazy. You would have said, okay, not for me. And the other thing is, you would have gone crazy on the journey. And this is what I believe, what I experience, is that God will rather show you the destination than the process to the destination. This is what I experienced with myself. This is what I experienced with other people. Do not be scared of the process, and do not expect a specific, I would say, journey to that destination. Because what happened with me is that, okay, he showed me this and this and this and that, so obviously this is going to happen, I will probably do this, do that. Everything that happened is not at all aligned with what I expected. And like I said, I'm on this little island. It seems impossible for me to come to this land, the promised land, for everything that I ever wanted and that he has for me. But I know that every single thing that I would just experience on this journey, on this ocean, paddling my way to this bigger land, that is there for a reason, that needs to happen for me to actually come to arrive at this bigger land. I hope this makes sense, and I hope I did not confuse you. So do not expect things needs to happen in certain ways and that it's just a linear journey. Because how I experience how God works is, it's not all about you. This is something that I also needed to learn already a couple of months ago. I thought, oh, it's my journey and it's my blessing. It's my dream relationship. It's my dream business. Girl, no. It's literally a bigger plan that will serve the whole world. Even if you think you're pretty small and your life doesn't matter, your life matters because you're here for a reason. Like, God will not create something just so that it can sit randomly on a little edge there and no one is going to see it and it's not going to serve for something. No, you are here for a reason. So in everything that God will give you, the relationship, the business, etc., will not only serve you. It's not just for you to be happy and to live that life so others can say, oh, she's doing so amazing. It's going to be to change other people's life and to fulfill God's bigger plan for this world, for us humans, that he has. So therefore, do not think, okay, but this and this is going to happen this way, and it's just me and the business, and just me and the relationship, it's just me and the life and whatever. No, there are going to be people involved. Even if I just think about the way how he just shifted everything in my business, every single thing was so connected. He already planned my business, like every single step that I needed to take in my business, like the path. Like, he created it already literally 6 months ago, to be very honest with you. To give you one example, I was talking with this with my task client a couple of days ago, the first client that I just got into my program, the way how I met her. I told, like, it's not a coincidence. Like, look, we met on an event. So, and I just literally saw this event a couple of days ago, was me quite before leaving Dubai for a trip to Bali. And we were sitting in a bigger group of people, like talking about different stuff, like we were just girls. And there was always like a guy coming into the group and trying to talk to us, asking me a bunch of questions. And I wasn't in the mood to talk to him. God knew that I would get kind of like, I would feel off by this conversation. And every single time I talk to someone that I don't want to talk to, like I just detach myself from the conversation. He knew that I'm going to do that. So what I did is that I went to the bar to get a water. I wasn't even thirsty, but God knew that I will leave from this conversation, and the thing that I will most probably do is to get a water. So me getting my water, there was standing a girl beside of me, and she was literally just smiling at me, and then I just saw her, and I was literally giving her some water too, because I was already, like, you know, on the bar getting myself a water, so I was preparing her a water too, and she said thank you. And then she was like so friendly, and I was like, okay, let me start a conversation with her, because I don't want to talk to the other people that are there in the back. So, and what ended up happening is that we had this conversation, and then I said to her, hey, you just want to join our group, because this was an event where there were mainly men, like literally was 99% just men. So, and then she came into a group, and then we started talking, and then she just said, like, yeah, that she's leaving for Bali next week. And I was like, oh, what a coincidence, because I'm also leaving for Bali next week. Are you seeing the combinations, like the alignment with it? And then I said to her, like, okay, that's so cool, let's meet there. And then I wasn't really thinking a lot about it, because I just got to know her, and I did not know her so well. Like, I did not know if I will truly vibe with her. And I'm a person, when it comes to meet people, like, I'm pretty lazy. Like, if I'm not 100% sure that I will vibe with you, like, I will not text you and ask you if we should meet up. Anyways, what ended up happening is that I went to Bali. She went also to Bali, like we were in the same time in Bali. And then there was a specific day where I wanted to record some content, and I already got makeup on, etc. And the electricity, like the power was off, like there was a big storm kind of going on, and then the power was off for hours. And I was like, okay, what should I do? I'm kind of hungry, I want to go eat something. And all the drivers or something in Bali, they couldn't deliver your food, so I couldn't stay at home and eat there, so I needed to go out. And then I just thought about her, and I was like, okay, let me just ask her if she has spontaneously time to grab some food, because I'm anyways want to eat something, I don't want to be by my own. I went to dinner with her, and just because I did not have power at my place, and we had this amazing, beautiful conversation, we suddenly started talking about God. And let me tell you, at this season of my life, I wasn't the first person that would open up and talk about God with a stranger. Like, I was more like, you know, being more like low-key, etc. But we talked about God, and she just opened up that she would love to strengthen her relationship with the Lord and everything, single thing. And I shared with her like some testimonies of mine. And then she asked me if she could join me for church. After Bali, we did not meet again, and she was living in Dubai like me. And then I started my business. And when I started my business, God asked me to take a test client in. And I asked him, please, God, reveal me what my test client. I did a big like application phase where I was looking for the person that I should actually work with, etc. And I received a lot of applications from amazing girls. And the night before me closing like the application phase, he just talked to me in a dream, and he mentioned her name so many times. I couldn't sleep the whole night, and I asked the Lord, like, hey God, what do you want me to do? You want me to take her as my test client? And I tell you, like, we were not besties. Like, we were, like, kind of, you know, we were acquaintances. Like, we knew each other, but we were not besties also. And I was like, should I really take her in? And then I met her because we anyways wanted to meet. Like, not because he told me to meet her. Like, we met in general, like, a couple of days later. And I said to myself, okay, I'm not going to mention that God talked with me about her, because otherwise I will manipulate God's kind of like God's plan. If it's really from the Lord, it will reveal itself. We had this conversation again about God, and it went into so much depth that I was like, wow. And she mentioned a specific thing, like she mentioned a specific sentence that I was waiting for to hear from her, if really God wants me to work with her. And I directly knew, okay, she's the one. And look at this. God prepared the path for this girl also. Like, it's not just my story, as you can see. Like, I'm working with this girl since almost like 2 months, and her life changed completely. Like, she's a completely different person, and I'm really happy for her. He changed her life, or started to change her life, and created the pathway months before. Like, we're talking about like November 2024, like we have May 2025. And even my pathway, he already planted everything into place months before me going to that event, being at the same time like her in Bali, then not having power, then having the idea to go with her to dinner, talking with her about God, God giving me the dream, mentioning her name, meeting her again, you know? He already planned everything. So if it seems like God is not doing something, like he's doing nothing, girl, he's working hard in the background. And most probably, you are already walking in the path. You're walking already in the answered prayer that you were waiting for. It can literally be that you say a prayer today, and then literally by tomorrow, even by today, the pathway will be already made for you and you're already walking in it. But in the physical world, like from your worldly perspective, there's nothing happening. You're like, oh, nothing is happening. God is not working in my favor. He's just doing nothing. But you're not realizing that you're already working in it. It's the same thing that I mentioned in the beginning. When I was seeing this guy that can see into the spirit realm, and he said like, hey, as soon as you pray something, as soon as you give something to God, he receives it, he considers it. And if it's in alignment with his will, there's so much movement. There is so much movement and even spiritual warfare going on to make the pathway for you. Do not get confused. Do not get disappointed by it, because this was literally me. A couple of days ago, I was like, there's nothing happening, and he promised this, and he promised that, and I saw the destination, it's all good, and I'm so grateful I'm really grateful. But the only problem is that I can't understand the process. But it's not my job to understand the process. I'm not God. I'm not the creator. I'm not here to realize, okay, this is what's going to happen now, this is what's going to happen next, and this is what's going to happen next, so we can really arrive at this destination. That was never my job. My job is to hold his hand and to just follow him. And every single thing will fall into place. The same way how, for example, my client that I'm working with, she fell into my place, and I fall into her place. It just happened completely naturally. There was no hard work from my side required. There was no push. There was no pull. There was no control taking over things. It just happened completely naturally. I was just following. I was just doing my day-to-day stuff. And this is the next thing that I want you to focus on, that I just learned yesterday. I learned it in another podcast. It's so good. Where she talked about when you feel like God is doing nothing, just do his will. And his will is the next thing that he placed in front of you. And you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's one thing that God wants you to do right now that has probably nothing to do, in your opinion right now, with the destination that you should go, like with the end goal, where you think like, this is not going to bring me further to my end goal. But you don't know what's happening in a spirit realm. You don't know what's happening in the background. This is most probably the game-changing thing that you need to keep doing. And you're going to keep doing it as long as he says, okay, stop it, we just arrived. Do the next thing. This is what I'm doing right now. And to be very honest, it's not making any sense for me. I'm like, how shall we get to this promised land that you just told me? How shall we get there? It doesn't make sense at all. But I'm just going to do it. Because you know what? This requires faith and trust. And as we all know, the currency of heaven, like I said it over and over again, it's trust. The more you trust the Lord, the faster and the easier you will come to that destination that he already prepared for you. So these are like the beautiful learnings that I made in the last few days. And there's another thing that I just wanted to mention that was very important for me, since I also struggled with that, is the topic of laziness. Because, for example, I was talking before taking advices from people that are not having the same relationship with the Lord like you, and that they can confuse you in some kind of way because they will see things from worldly perspectives and not spiritual perspectives, etc., etc. So, and especially as an entrepreneur, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs are listening to my podcast, we most of the time feel like, okay, we are the one in charge, we are the one that needs to take action, we're the one that needs to take control, because this was probably what you did before, and this is what I did before too. Like, there was never a time in my life where I completely trusted the Lord with my business and with my life, where I said, okay, hands up, I'm not going to do something. Like, I'm literally just sitting down and just letting myself go with the flow. There was always these seasons in my life where I was taking control of it. And now I'm forced, since I'm giving my life completely to Jesus. And I really mean that. I don't mean that nice, cute way of, yeah, I'm believing in Jesus and I'm giving my life to him, but every single action in my life is literally just a reflecting of, I'm the one in control and I'm the one deciding what I want. No, I truly mean I gave my life to Jesus. And by that, I mean he decides what I'm going to do. He decides where I'm going to travel next. He's deciding who I'm going to meet, etc., who I'm going to work with. Like, when you're in a phase of your life like that, like when you are in this state of truly giving your life to the Lord, giving your life to Jesus, you will come as an entrepreneur to the conclusion that there is like this, I would say, there's a specific, I would say, thin line of, am I lazy right now or am I trusting the Lord? I even think I need to record another podcast episode about that. You can let me know in the comments if you want to know more about that. But I always ask myself these questions. When I'm in a phase where I do not know what to do and it feels like God is doing nothing or he's not talking to me, the next thing or the action that I'm about to take, am I taking this action out of a place of love and abundance to bring love to the people, to be in alignment with the abundance that I have from the Lord? Or am I taking this decision right now out of a place of fear and out of a place of lack? If I'm about to take this decision out of a place of fear and lack, I know that this decision is not from the Lord. Even if I seem lazy to some people, I know that this is not for me. I know it's just me not having enough trust in God. And this is not what he wants for me. Every single decision that I take in the business, in my relationship life, in my private life, everywhere, needs to be out of a place of love and abundance. Because this is the only way how it's in alignment, in 100% alignment with God's will. God will never ever put you in a situation where you need to take a decision out of a lack and fear. That's a lie. God is abundance. And if you're truly trusting him, if you're putting your business, your relationship in front of his throne, every single thing will come out of a place of abundance and love. I can tell you, even if it's a bit slow, even if it seems like nothing is happening, even if it seems like from the worldly perspective, you're so lazy and you're not doing something and it doesn't make sense if you work like this. It doesn't make sense if you act like this. It's God's strategy. It's out of the strategies that we know from this world. He works differently than humans. And it's pretty obvious. Like, to be honest, come on. Like, that his strategy, like his ways, needs to be different than the ways that we know from this world. Like, just think about this one. I will leave it like this because otherwise I think we will talk here for another hour. I already see that we already have an hour here. So I would love to dig more into this topic of laziness because I feel like as an entrepreneur, this is so important. So, and this is literally everything that I just learned. So my advice for you in short, just focus on the next thing and appreciate every single way of communication that he gives you, every single piece of information, even if it's super, super small. Ask him what it means. Ask him for clarity. Ask him to guide you and he will. I can tell you he will. Like if you think he's not talking to you, he is. But he's probably talking in a way how you don't want to receive it right now. And you're like, yeah, but this doesn't count. It counts, girl. So I love to talk about these personal topics. And I just feel like God is asking me to shift a little bit the way how I run my podcast because it was very teaching focused and I love to teach. Like I'm a coach, obviously, but I feel like he wants to create kind of like an archive about every single experience and everything single encounter that I make in my life with him, because it is a learning and this is where I take my knowledge from. I'm going to be dead honest with you. Yes, I read books. Yes, I do courses. Yes, I have coaches and all these amazing, beautiful things. But the biggest learnings that I make and that I use for my clients to really shift people's life, to transform their life, is always from my personal experiences. And it's always coming from the source. It's always him talking to me. It's always him showing me dreams, etc., etc. So I don't have any problems with sharing that with you guys. Of course, there's a thin line that I need to respect because I know that I shouldn't drop the wool tea. And guys, I would love it. Like, I would love it. Like, this testimony that I'm going to drop, I believe in at least 12 months or let's say 2 years, I think they're going to do a Netflix movie out of it. Literally all pride on the side, like there's so much happening in the background. It's insane. And I'm so ready to share that because I know it would change people's life. It would change people's life, how they treat their business. It would change people's life, how they treat themselves and their relationship with the Lord. It would change people's life when it comes to their relationship, every single thing. Like, and I'm so ready for it. And I told him like, hey, take me as your testimony, take me as your vessel. So I'm so down to talk about all these beautiful things as much as I can right now. So it will be great if you would give me a feedback about that, about things that you want to know more about it, because there are more, I would say, layers to it. Like the way how I'm talking about things in these podcasts are pretty on surface level, because I always wanted to kind of, to be honest, please the masses, because this is the way how I run my business before. I always focused on virality. I always focused on a broad audience, etc., etc. But I feel like everything that he's teaching me and everything that I know, oh, it's so deep. It's so deep where people are actually like, oh, if you talk about this in public, people would think you're crazy. And this is what he told me. He told me a couple of months ago, hey, everything that I'm going to give you and everything that you're going to share, people will call you crazy, but don't get confused by it. And I had a call a few days ago with another girl that I'm working one-on-one with. She said, like, the whole time when she was talking to me, I don't know if I can share it. Because I think it's crazy and I don't know if you will believe me. And this was literally me a couple of months ago. I thought, like, people will not believe me what I experienced. People will not believe me what I'm going through. And I believe that I should create a space exactly for these people, but I don't know where to start. I know he will give me an answer. So, and I would also love to consider your guys, I would say, things that you guys want to know more about, etc. Like, I'm down for it. So, and I'm down to share more, like, storytelling stuff, things that are going on. Yeah, that's pretty it for this podcast. It's a long one. Like, always when I talk about God and everything that I experience, it's always long. Like, yeah, but I enjoy these longer podcast episodes. Like, I feel like I'm more chilled when I have more time. And I'm like, okay, I don't care if it's a 1 hour one. Yeah, so that's it. I need to stop talking. So guys, it was amazing. I enjoyed it. See you in the next one. Subscribe, like, share, comment, whatever. Drop me a DM. See you very soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.